I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Time to start talking about some different types of hog on your grill. Let's go to St. Louis. Barbecue Bob, what you thinking about some spares from St. Louis?
I noticed you get this redneck sort of when you start talking about ribs. tell us, why do they call it a St. Louis rib?
It's a different cut of the rib than the baby back rib. There's a little bit longer rib, and you get a row of meat. The baby backs are shorter, narrower. The rack of ribs is
higher
the same
on the hog.
Right.
So it's up towards the loin.
Right. Yep. Yep.
And the St. Louis rib comes from
lower on the
hog. St. Louis.
Right. Yeah.
The spare ribs.
Right.
If you look at a rack of spare ribs, and you know, if you go to soul food restaurants, so like you'll find very often riblets. When you flip that spare rib rack over, you'll see that the ribs are all about the same size, but then there's this sort of belly meat or flank meat that's down there, and if you just cut along the edge of the ribs, you'll have your spare ribs. You'll have your St. Louis ribs.
Right. Now both of these are the ribs of the hog. It's just the one that's higher on the hog is the baby back.
Yep.
The one that's lower on the hog, down toward the belly a little more, that's the spare ribs in St. Louis. Now, to me, they both are really, really good.
Yep.
But with regard to the spares, you can get two different kinds of cut from one rack of ribs. And when you go to the store, baby back ribs, 5-6 inches across and maybe 15 inches long, you go to a spares, they're going to be a foot across and maybe 15 inches long, right? It's the same ribs. It's just the upper part versus the lower part.
Correct.
On the animal.
And what's the reason you'd buy a spare?
I believe they're more flavorful, personally, and as well as you can get those rib tips that are on there and little riblets in addition to the they're meatier.
I believe it's because of the price.
Right. Well, there you go too. Yeah. Right. For whatever reason, the baby back's up closer to the loin, and it's going to be a little bit higher price than the spares are.
Spares are nice. I like a St. Louis rib because, I mean, baby backs are good, but there's almost like too much meat on each bone to just have fun with it. You get one or two ribs. I'll silence my phone. You get one or two ribs and you pull the whole end off, right?
Yeah.
Whereas with a St. Louis rib, you have a nice, I don't know, it's like corn on the cob, you know, you got a nice stick in your hand or something to work with.
A handle for
the
food, right?
Yeah, and they're also maybe, easier to have uniformity in your cook. Because with baby backs, on some you'll get just some very big uppers on them. And to get them all to the same consistency is a little bit more of a trick for the novice. By the way, we're enjoying a Bell's Juicy Gossip right now, Juicy Pale Ale, and that's
tasty.
That is very tasty. So baby backs.
No, hold on.
Okay.
Before we go there, do you cook those with that with that tip on there, or do you cut it off and cook it to two pieces?
I always cut the riblets off.
Right. Why is that?
Just how I was taught. I think
they get done quicker. There's not as much bone in there, and they're not overdone. To me, the reason I do it, one of the reasons, is that I can take that piece off there, and it cooks a little quicker than the, because it's not quite so much bone in. A little bit of cartilage, but not so much bone. For me, anyway.
I would almost say, for me, it's so that I can look at both ends of the rib, and they're going to retract as you cook it, so I have a better temperature gauge. The riblets, actually, for my liking, take a little longer because I'm going to smoke them, and then I'm going to wrap them and put them back in because the riblets have a lot of cartilage in them. It has a knuckle in there. And if they're not absolutely falling off the riblet tender, you're going to fight with it. So I always cook my riblets like an extra hour more than I cook a St. Louis rib, just because I've tried it the other way and they haven't been tender enough. And people just, if they haven't grown up with soul food, which, you know, most of us haven't, white folks especially, I guess, you don't know what to do with it. Whereas when you go down to someplace where they specialize in soul food, you're going to find that those guys know how to cook those riblets perfectly. And the people are going to flock to them because they know what they're doing.
Right.
They know
right.
what they're doing. And they're cheaper.
Right.
It's just an extra.
Yep.
But there used to be a guy here in town.
Almost a burn ends kind of thing.
Well, sort of the burn end of pork, but it's a nice little piece. And Sandman used to make them.
Right. And you know, he's back now.
Is he really?
He's opened up another restaurant here in Grand Rapids, yeah.
Oh.
I saw it just last week.
Well, I remember taking my youngest into Sandman's when she was about 13. And, you know, being in the urban district, and, I mean, like, we were the only white folks that walked in there. They're really nice to us. I mean, they don't care, no. right? But for her, being a little country girl from a little all-white town with very few black friends, I was having fun watching her assimilate, and she did very well. But I'll tell you what she fell in love with was the sweet potato pie.
Oh yeah,
and the riblets because Sandman used to make a really good sauce, and he would just bathe those riblets in it, and they were done to perfection.
Yeah,
but awesome. yeah, very famous barbecue guy for the West Michigan area in terms of ribs, especially.
Let's talk about seasoning these things. And do you season them before, let the seasoning set on them? Do you just season them right when you put them on the smoker or the grill? What's your technique?
Well, one of the things that we didn't talk about was pulling the membrane off the back. And with a St. Louis, it's even more important. Mm-hmm. And some people don't. Some people, you know, Billy Bone's son up at that place of his up in Midland, I can't think of the name of it right now, Bone Daddy's, he leaves it on. I don't care for that at all. I don't want that stringy chewiness on a rib when I bite it. So you want to strip that membrane off the back and use a butter knife to get it off.
And well, if you get a corner started, and then you grab it with paper towel in your hand and rip it off like a sheet.
And when you have St. Louis ribs, you want to pull that membrane off before you do anything. For one thing, you'll see the ribs better and the riblets. But number two, if you cut the riblets off, you're going to really struggle trying to get that membrane off because you got very little to hang on to.
Right. Yep.
But it's very important. And then, I'm going to probably put my spices on, and I'm kind of a lightweight on the spices.
You want the rib to do the work?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. But I'm going to put one of my favorites on there, which is probably Bone Daddy's or something like that, and then I'm going to wrap them and put them in the fridge overnight.
Right. Like wrap them in cellophane.
Yep.
Right? Put them in, because that lets that seasoning kind of soak in, you will.
Right.
And then you're going
to
take them off.
Another reason to go light.
Right. And you're going to take that off right before you're ready to throw them on the smoker. You can grill these things, but they're much better. The slower you go with them, the better they're going to turn out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. But anyway.
Tough on the grill.
So coming up next, we're gonna move about the hog here. Maybe some country ribs, loin chops. Not about what they are, but about how to cook them. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.